Blog Talk Radio.
Another day in Zion, and we thank and praise God for being alive and being here another day. The Lord is good, the Lord is gracious, the Lord is kind, and we praise God for all that he is and all that he's doing in our lives and what he's doing in the lives of his people. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, as tornadoes and floods and things of this nature are moving across the land that the Lord has kept us, praise the Lamb, that he keeps us in his hand, keeps us under the wing of his protection. I say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. It's Testimony Tuesday here at PSM, praise God, and we thank and praise God for all the testimonies that have gone forth thus far and those that's forthcoming, because I know someone has to share something that God is doing in their life that's going to take us to another level of faith. Our testimonies cause others to be encouraged, praise the Lamb of God. Our testimonies bring people, praise the Lamb of God, who lack faith into the faith. Our testimonies, Hallelujah. It's that that light up the lives of others. It's not about you. It's about others, that God is doing things in you, through you, and for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, what an exciting weekend it was as we came back from Louisville, Kentucky, there with Pastor Grace McCoy, Pastor DeJuan Murphy, and others as we launched our Fire on Friday prayer revivals. Praise the Lamb of God in Louisville, Kentucky. There, praise the New Horizon with Bishop Walter Smith, my friend and brother. What a time that we had Friday night and Saturday morning. Praise God, and we're looking forward to being back down there, praise God, this weekend coming, praise God. I'm scheduled to do the ministry on Friday night at the Trinity Baptist Church there on Center Street in the city of Bowling Green, Kentucky, in the city of Bowling Green, Kentucky. We will be there ministering, praise the Lamb of God, and doing God's will as the Lord see fits. Hallelujah. Oh, my, we're looking for a high time there with Pastor Overseer Beeson. Praise God. My friend, my brother, and I thank and praise God for him. Hallelujah. All that he has been in my life. Well, a line is open. Let's go to the line. I believe this is Kimmy or one of our friends. Praise the Lord. Erico 818.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
How you doing, sweetheart? This is Aberdeen.
Yes, how are you? I have two things to tell you. I have a praise report, and then
We got a praise report. Oh, my goodness, people of God. It's a praise record. Amen. Wait a minute. Let's get some background. Amen. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, we got a praise report. Yes, sir, we got a praise report. All right, daughter, your praise report is ready to be received. Hallelujah.
Well, last week I had talked to you about my car being taken, so I just went into prayer, and the Lord, I just asked the Lord just to please bless me. And when I tell you people came out the woodworks, clients called that I hadn't seen in months, people just came out of the woodworks and just blessed me, gave me money, people I didn't even expect that would help me. And they
my
helped
God.
Me, and even friends who didn't have money who wanted to help me, but she was waiting on checks. So I prayed for her, and the next day she got her breakthrough with major checks from television networks and things that owed her money. They just started
wow.
sending her checks, and she turned around and blessed me as well.
Oh,
so praise
my
the Lord.
God.
I got the money for my car, praise the Lord. And then also I've been asking God to speak to me about, you know, just he's been showing me friends. He's been really showing me a lot of friends. So last night I had this dream about a close friend of mine. We were walking in this field, and there was two boxes. The first box we opened up, it didn't have nothing in it. It was empty. The second box we opened up, it was full of diamonds,
oh
jewelry, gold rings, diamond bracelets, precious, antique diamonds, the most beautiful rings and jewelry and necklaces and loose diamonds that you can put in your hand, enough to fit in your hand, and bags and bags and bags of loose diamonds. So I was telling the person, we have to share this. Make sure you split this because, you know, we both found this. This is our treasure. It didn't belong to anybody. Nobody claimed it. It was left there for us. So as I was telling her, I noticed she was hiding it. She was hiding it in her pocket, and I said, don't do that. Let's share. So she was like, okay, well, here's a few for you. Here's a few for you. But as I noticed that, she kept hiding them in her pocket, but I didn't say anything. So then all of a sudden she said, I got to go. I have to leave. So as she left to leave, I was still sitting there, and my spirit was telling me, take more. Take it. You know, this is yours. So then as I opened up, I poured a whole bag of diamonds in my hand, and I said, I felt in my spirit, I said, well, Lord, I don't want to be greedy because whoever this is, I want to leave some for them. I didn't want to take it all. And I said, well, but he gave me so much. My pockets was full of diamonds. My shirts was full of diamonds, rubies, jewelry, gold. I was just full. So as I got ready to leave, a man came and said, that jewelry that you guys have, where did you get it from? And we were like, we just found it. But the person, the other person that was with me, he said, you need to come with me. And he looked at me and he told me, you go. You can leave. You go. But you, the person that was with me, I don't want to say their name. He said, you come and go with me. So as I was leaving, I was crossing the park where I used to live, and I was on my way home. So I had a pocket full, and then as I crossed this path, this man tried to attack me. And the Lord told me, pick up a rock and throw it at him, and he'll leave you alone. So I picked up this rock, and as I started throwing it at him, he was demon-possessed, and he walked away from me. He left me alone. So then the bus came to pick me up, and I was like, Lord, wouldn't that be on time if the bus came right now, and this would be perfect timing. So the bus came, and I got on the bus, and the bus was full of homeless people, full of people in need. And I asked the bus driver, I said, why is all these people here? Why is all these homeless people on this bus? And then I felt the spirit, he said, because they have nowhere to go, and I just want to help them. And then my heart just poured out for this man. And then when I got to a place, I took out my diamonds out of my pocket, and I set them on the counter, and I said, I would like to sell these to you. I need the money. And the man said, you have more than enough money than you will ever have. You have no idea the value and the money that you have. And that was my dream.
My God, hallelujah. Of course, the first portion of the dream is about persistence and persisting after the things of God. And because of that, God is going to richly reward you as you are persistent. It's a wonder today. Later on in the show, I'm going to talk about diligent seekers. That's what the Lord put on my heart to talk about today in our lesson form is diligent seekers. And that's exactly what that means to you, to continue to seek God, the things of God, and to pursue in the way that you've been pursuing. One empty barrel does not mean all the barrels are empty. God is going to bless you richly, but you have to be careful of your trust in other people. You're going to have to be very, very careful in that area because, of course, there's always somebody who's looking out for themselves. And I have a selfish nature when it comes down to what's being made available and what is manifesting. Even though when you chopped it up, it should have all went an even split. One of the persons always feel as though I should get more than everybody else. But God richly bless you, and he bless you enough that you're going to be a blessing to others, praise the Lamb of God, who are downtrodden, who are hurting, those who are homeless and helpless. God is going to bless you in that area. That's why you saw yourself on that bus. He's going to reveal to you as you're going. Now, you see this is a mobile type of position that you're in. You're on a bus. The bus is moving. The bus is moving. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is going to, while you're in your experiences of life as you're going to see the ones and know the ones that you're supposed to sow into and develop programs and stuff for. Even if it's housing or whatever else, God is going to reveal that to you. Just be encouraged and know that God's got your back and everything is going to. The next thing I want to tell you is that you mentioned the cross is, even when the Lord blesses us in a way like he did to you since we've last talked, remember that he always gives you enough that a portion of what he's giving you is a seed. And if you eat seed, praise the Lamb of God, then you will not have a harvest coming in the future. So make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you do according to the word of God with all of that that comes to you when it comes to your tithes and your offering, your seed sowing, this, that, and another. Because God is ready to germinate and give you more than you ever dreamed you could have. Praise the Lord. I'm excited. That's just
the Lord, because he told me this weekend, I said, well, Lord, I have just enough and maybe a little extra. And he said, okay, I want you to take this amount, sow a seed, and give an offering. And I was like, well, Lord, this you gave me. And he says, no. You take this. You take this amount. You're going to sow a seed, and you're going to give an offering, and don't worry. And that's what I did.
Hallelujah. When you obey God on that level, you will start seeing God manifest, praise the Lamb of God, his blessings to you even the more. That's an awesome, awesome testimony. Girl, I thank God for your I thank God for you being here. I thank God for your testimony, and I'm excited about your future. Praise the Lamb of God. Aberdeen, y'all down in Southern California, we thank and praise God for a real testimony today.
I also need your website. I need your website so I can go on and write you. I need the website.
PSMINTL.org. O-R-G.
All right. Perfect. All right. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. And then that way I can write you. I would love to sow a seed into your ministry and start giving and sowing seeds into your ministry.
We bless God for you. Bless God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. God,
thank you so much. I really, really enjoyed
it. Off on the show. Girl, you just lit us up today. Praise God. Hallelujah. With the suddenly blessing out of nowhere, people just start blessing you, pouring into your bosom. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People just don't believe the word of God. But the Lord says, if you give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, shaken together, pressed down, running over, shall men give in your bosom. Praise the Lamb of God. Unexpected blessings came to you from everywhere. And we thank and praise God for the truth of his prophetic word, that all was well with you and that the Lord was going to make a way for you to do everything that you need to do in this season. Praise the Lord. But more is coming. Every day I want you to tell the Lord, I'm waiting on the greater. I'm waiting on greater. Praise the Lamb of God, because greater is coming to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, when you see Cammy, make sure you give her a big kiss, because she brought you to the show, and I thank and praise God for her level of evangelism and spreading the word. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. If each one would reach one, then all would be reached. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless you, daughter.
Thank you. God bless you, too. And I can't wait for the word. Looking forward to your word today.
All right. Bless you. Boy, Sister Aberdeen then lit it up the line today. Praise the Lamb of God with our testimony of how the Lord made a way out of no way. Praise the Lamb of God in her life today. Praise the Lamb. This is Testimony Tuesday. If you're here and you have a testimony, all you have to do is push 1 on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God on your phone pad, and you will be in queue. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're listening to our voice and would like to call in, the call-in number is area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and you can call in and be a part of our show today. Praise God. Surely there is much to testify about concerning the goodness of the Lord. Surely there is, praise the Lamb of God, much for us to testify about. I thank God for Pastor Gil Johnson over in Chicago, who is orchestrating and organizing, praise the Lamb of God, pastors for us, who is going to join in with us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for the gathering, hallelujah, November 6th, 7th, and 8th, praise the Lamb of God in the beautiful city of Oak Brook, Illinois. I want you, and you to be there, praise the Lamb of God, and join us in this 3 days, 3 nights of conference. It's going to be wonderful classes, praise the Lamb of God. On Thursday and Friday, it's going to be wonderful. We're planning a prophetic banquet on Friday night. It's going to be outstanding. Praise the Lamb of God. The saints are going to be there. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Guests are going to be there. And we're going to have a wonderful time in the Lord. Boy, my daughter Angel is so excited. I don't know what's coming over her. Praise the Lamb about this, about the gathering. But she is excited and is behind me, pushing me, praise the Lamb of God, to the next level. Our educators, praise the Lamb of God, spiritual educators are lining up and to have a meeting so that we can make sure the classes that are selected are spiritual classes that's going to be a blessing to your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I'm excited about the gathering November 6th through the 8th. You'll want to be there. Praise the Lamb of God. You want to be there. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. Praise the Lamb of God as we pursue God in the way that God has blessed us to, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I love each of you today. My God, hallelujah. The Lord is just moving so by his spirit until it's just incredible to me. Praise the Lamb of God, how much anointing, how heavy the weight of the glory of God is in our worship experiences, in the places that we're visiting. The move of God is thick, people of God. Hallelujah. God is coming near us as we draw nigh unto him. He promised, his words say, if you draw nigh unto me, I will draw near unto you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to give you this prophetic word, praise the Lamb of God. I put it on the page. I believe I did, praise God. But I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me Sunday morning, praise the Lamb of God. Then spoke to me at the church, praise God, as I released it to the people of God there, and they received it with joy. God said, praise the Lamb of God, for all of those who would give him 1 hour, praise the Lamb of God, 1 hour of each day, praise the Lamb of God, seeking his face, coming into his presence, studying his word, 1 hour, just 1 hour, God says, praise the Lamb of God, that he is going to give them their desire, praise the Lamb of God, that he is going to give them their desire. I was praying with a woman today, praise the Lamb of God. I was praying with her today, and the Lord spoke right while she was praying. And I noticed the first thing she told me, she said, well, I've been up early, you know, in the presence of God today. When she said that, I knew she was one of those selected ones, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you don't feel the urge, praise the Lamb of God, to pray, praise God, hallelujah, you need to ask the Holy Ghost to birth it in you in this season, to birth prayer in you, to birth study in you, to give you that hunger and thirst for the word, the will, and the way of God, really a thirst for God, praise the Lamb of God, and being in his presence. While we prayed, the Lord spoke, praise the Lamb of God, a clear word to me, hallelujah. She dropped the phone when I told her. God said, praise the Lamb of God, to tell you that, praise the Lamb of God, he has heard your prayer, and that today he's given you your request. I don't know what her request was, but this I know, praise the Lamb of God, she went rejoicing, praise the Lamb of God, as God, hallelujah. Oh, yes, people of God, this thing called prayer is real, and this anointing and this move of God in this season is mighty and is directed and orchestrated by the Spirit of God. I want all to collect on the promises of God. This is not isolated blessing. This is not an isolated blessing. This is a corporate blessing for the body of Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, if you seek the face of God, hallelujah, God will bless you, praise the Lamb of God, in this season, hallelujah, like never before. He wants to bless you. He wants you to be outstanding, hallelujah, when it comes down to those around you. He wants others to know, praise the Lamb of God, that if they become like you, hallelujah, in relationship with him, that he'll bless them too. God is a God that uses his people for evangelism. He blessed Israel for that purpose, praise God, that they might be appraised in the earth. Somebody lift your hands and say, I want to be appraised in the earth for you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to be that person that you bless, hallelujah, that praises you and calls other people to praise you because of how mighty you're moving in my life and showing forth that you were moving theirs. I want to be a praise in the earth for you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, God, there is just so much our God desires to do for us and with us, praise the Lamb, as we enter in to the secret place with God, praise the Lamb of God. I promise you the Lord will enter in to a place with you that will cause your blessings to flow mightily in your life and you will walk away saying, what a mighty God I serve, that this God, hallelujah, El Shaddai is God. Hallelujah. Boy, I woke up today with so much love in my heart as I was reading, praise the Lamb of God, my meditation. I shared some of that, praise the Lamb of God, with the people of God today on the page. I shared some of that as I testified concerning, hallelujah, the love of God in my life and how much love God has bestowed upon me, even though I was undeserving. Praise the Lamb of God. All people, praise the Lamb, when you see yourself at any point as being unlovable and the love of God comes to you, there's nothing greater, praise the Lamb of God, that you can realize in your experience with God that will take you, praise the Lamb of God, from faith to faith, hallelujah, from glory to glory, than knowing that the love of God has been extended to you and that he loves you continuously. Hallelujah. That's my fortitude. That's my shelter. That's my foundation. That's my rooftop. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is knowing that Jesus loves me. That I know, people of God, without a shadow of a doubt. Hallelujah. And because of that, I know, praise the Lamb of God, that his love will keep me, provide for me, protect me, praise the Lamb of God, and do all I need done for me. Praise the Lamb of God. I love him today. Area code 737. Your mic is hot. Caller? 773. I'm sorry. Area code 773.
God bless you, Apostle.
Uh-oh, this sounds like Prophet Darrell. Is this the prophet?
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Man of God, where have you been hiding out?
just sitting back relaxing, Apostle.
My God, my God. You want me to tell you something? Sometimes you have to do that. You know, here late, Prophet Darrell, I have been very tired when I came back, very fatigued when I came back from Louisville, praise the Lamb of God. But let me tell you something. I asked the Lord to let me sleep and let me rest and restore my body. And boy, did he give me some sweet sleep and rest. I'm telling you, I slept like a pure baby last night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for rest today. And I grant you that rest, too, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, that your spirit, your mind, and your soul can rest along with your body. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because rest is essential to the work that we do as we continuously pour out for the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. As we rest, God renews us. Praise the Lamb. Even the cells in our bodies are renewed as we sleep. Hallelujah. Praise God on high for sweet sleep. He promised that to his beloved. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Prophet Darrell is on the air with us today, people of God. And I thank God for him, man of God, always having an encouraging word and is so powerful in the area of the prophetic as God is moving him into a greater position in his life. It's prayer time. We are ready to pray. Do we have a volunteer today? Someone who would call one of our intercessors will push one. Praise the Lamb of God and volunteer to pray today. Hallelujah. Or, praise God, you know what? I'm a prayer too. I'm an intercessor. And I don't mind. I don't mind praying. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I want to pray for my brother today anyway. I'm lifting up all of you today. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm lifting you up, lifting you high in the Lord today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Those of you in radio land, I love you today. I bless you, but God loves you way more than I do. And I just want to pray for you today. Hallelujah. Those in convalescent homes that are sick, shut in, those that's going through, those that can't see your way, I want you to know Jesus is the answer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those of you who are ready to give up, don't give up. Hallelujah. There's a brighter day ahead of you. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel today. Hallelujah. God loves you today. We're praying for our children, our young people who are being manipulated. Hallelujah. We're praying for you today. our young people. Know that God has a plan for your life. Praise the Lamb of God, and it is good. It's not evil. And I know many of you have been rejected. Many of you have suffered from abuse at young ages. Hallelujah. But that, hallelujah, should not push you into a place, praise the Lamb of God, of doing that that is against the will of God. That should push you into the lap of God. Praise the Lamb of God. If you seek the Lord with your whole heart, you will find him. Praise the Lamb of God. And the father that was absent, the mother that gave you up, gave you away, praise the Lamb of God, did not want to raise you, whatever her problems and issues were, don't let them be yours. Hallelujah. Those are her issues. You thank God that you're alive. Praise the Lamb of God. And that you have the opportunity to rise up and be greater. Praise the Lamb of God. Because greater is in you. Hallelujah. Than they that are in the world. Let's go to the throne. Father in heaven, we give you praise, honor, and glory in this day. I thank you, Father, for this opportunity to come into your holy presence. We give you honor. We reverence your holiness. For holy is our God, and there is none holy like you. There is none like you nowhere, Father. Praise the Lamb of God. You are the El Shaddai. You are Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Nissi. You're El Shalom. Hallelujah, Father. You're El Rapha and El Roah. Hallelujah. You're El Munkadish. You're more than enough, Father. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're the God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are the God of our fathers. And we thank and praise you today for all that you are. We cherish the adoption, Father. Hallelujah, that we are adopted into the family of God. Seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Thank you today, Father, for what you've done for us, in us, and through us. We are happy to know that you are God, but yet you are Father. And so we can cry unto you, Abba, Father, because you have not given us a spirit of fear. You have not given us a spirit of doubt, Father, but you've given us a strong mind. Hallelujah, Father. And you've given us a spirit to cry, Abba, Father, our darling daddy, our loving Father, who loves us one and all. Look today on your people, O God. They need you today. Hallelujah. I intercede for those, Father, who are in convalescent homes, those who are in prison cells. Hallelujah. Behind detention center walls. I pray for them, O God, those that's on drugs, that's in rehabilitation today. I pray for them today, Father, that you would be God in their lives, oh God, that you would snatch, hallelujah, the drugs from their hand, that you would be strength to that mother, to that father, to that grandparent, hallelujah, that's in that convalescent home, that you would look today on our youth, Father, and that you would snatch them as branches, oh God, that belong to you and grafting them into the vine, Father. For they belong to you because you suffered and died for them. They belong to you, Father. There's a generation that needs you desperately, Father. Move today, Father. Let salvation run up and down our streets. Let salvation run in our schools, on college campus. Let your word have recourse, Father. Let witnessing break out from the church. Hallelujah, God. From the within the walls, oh God, and allow people to know that Jesus lives, that you love, that you're forgiving, that you're understanding. Father, in the name of Jesus, look today, Father. Somebody listening to my voice needs you. Somebody needs you as a way maker. I've seen you open doors that had padlocks on them. I've seen what you can do. I know you're a miracle worker. I know you can do it, Father. So we ask you today, Father, to be that for us today. Somebody's down and out and just needs the oil of joy. Somebody needs the garment of praise today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, by your Spirit, Father, we command grace. We command strength, oh God, to those that are weak and downtrodden today. Somebody needs bills paid. Somebody needs you to be a way out of no way. Somebody's tears is their water. Their pillow is a whining place for them, Father. But I know you hear his prayer. I know you're a God that hears your children when they cry, even as you heard Ishmael out in a desert place. Hallelujah, God. Look today. Some are desperate, oh God. Hallelujah. Grant them peace today. Some are on edge. Somebody have a suicidal spirit. We rebuke the devil now in the name of Jesus. Somebody has an addiction. Oh God, let the breaker's anointing come upon them mightily, Father. Look today, Father. Father, I thank you for those that work in this ministry. Thank you for our administrators. Thank you for our intercessors. Thank you for men and women who don't mind calling on you, Father. Hallelujah, to feel the need to pray, to be in your face daily, oh God. Thank you for Prophet Darrell. Thank you for resting his spirit and his mind. Thank you, Father, for his provision. Hallelujah, that's coming to him even now. Thank you that you're releasing more to him, Father. That you're releasing greater to him, Father. Thank you that you have a platform for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, there in the city of Chicago. Hallelujah, that will change the course. That will change the city. Let him cry loud and spare not. Let him roar like a lion, Father. Hallelujah, O Lion of Judah. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you today for every blessing. Thank you today for testimonies. Thank you today for being our God, for being our King, for being our Waymaker. Thank you for your love today. Oh, how you love us. Oh, how you love us. So much you died for us. So much you suffered for us. So much you went in a grave for us. So much you rose from us. Lay in captivity captive that you might give gifts to us. Awaken the gifts, Father, that's in your children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That this sinful world may know that there's a God in heaven and that you have servants in the earth, Father. We love you. We adore you. This is your servant's prayer. In the name. In the name. Hallelujah, that demons fear. In the name. Hallelujah. That's blood drenched. In the name. Hallelujah. That was named by the God of heaven. In the name that received exaltation far above the heavens. In the name that every knee must bow, every tongue must confess. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Father. Holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Your Jesus. The love today. Thank you, Jesus. Like a hurt.
salvation by the grace in his eyes. His grace is the notion we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest.
To the name of the Lord. This is PSM. It is Testimony Tuesday, and you are welcome to praise the Lamb of God, the light of time today. Question one on your line, Lamb of God, and your testimony of how God has made a way with the things that God has done in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. I command holy boldness over the saints, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God, that they won't be bashful about the things that God has done in their lives. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful Savior. Man, what happened over there over the weekend? Did y'all have any moves of God over there in Chicago?
Well, you know, it was an anniversary this weekend. The Lord really blessed on Friday and getting our pastor's anniversary. And the Lord really came in and moved and blessed, oh, my God, Apostle. Oh, my God, the weight of his glory rests in that place.
My God, and the kabod of God, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
My pastor, that he said, all because he made the visitation. He told us that the community will never be the same again.
My God. My God. And that was your anniversary?
That was my pastor's anniversary.
Your pastor's anniversary. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Just trying to keep things on point here. Praise the Lamb. Well, we say anniversary and shout out to your shepherd, praise the Lamb of God, who watches over your life and is evident there is a love for him in your heart. Praise the Lamb of God in the way that you're speaking about, hallelujah, even the move of God there in that place. Hallelujah. We should celebrate our men and women of God. The Bible said that we owe them double honor. Praise the Lamb of God. We owe them double honor. Every time I see my pastor, praise the Lamb of God, I try to put some money in his hand. Praise the Lamb of God. So he'll know that, hallelujah, I am supporting, that I am, praise the Lamb of God, loving on him. Praise the Lord. I'm praying for him. And that, hallelujah, God blesses me, I'm going to bless him. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, that's the way it's supposed to be done. Hallelujah. And we will see a consistent flow and supply. You know, when you make yourself, praise the Lamb of God, a venue or an avenue for God to come through to bless somebody else, many times when they pray for the blessing on their life, hallelujah, they may not have the faith to take the action, praise the Lamb of God, in order to bestow it upon themselves, but God will bless you to be the blessing to them, praise God. So if they need $3,000, hallelujah, God will bless you in a way to be able to sow the $3,000, hallelujah, praise the Lamb. My daughter Angel taught me that lesson. She tells me all the time, Daddy, when I need something, I tell God, please give it to Daddy. Please give it to Daddy. Now, she's 30-something years old. But this is the way she prays. Give it to Daddy so Daddy can give it to me. That's what she prays. Hallelujah. So, you know, with a childlike faith, with a child's heart, praise the Lamb of God, we approach the throne of God, and many times God moves in that child like faith, praise the Lamb of God. Until we become like children, we shall in no wise enter into the kingdom, praise the Lamb of God, and receive, hallelujah, boy, oh boy, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. What a wonderful God today. Hallelujah. Testimony Tuesday, people of God. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony, you can light up the lines today. You know, we always praise the Lamb of God, leave our lines open for you to testify and to pray. Praise the Lamb of God and to pray for you as you need prayer. Hallelujah. I wanted to talk to you, Prophet Darrell, because also these, praise the Lamb of God, these floods and these hurricanes that we're seeing now, praise the Lamb of God, are about to intensify, praise the Lamb. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, Prophet Darrell, the Lord speaking to you about any of these catastrophic events?
Not at the moment, Apostle.
Well, you know, he's been talking to me about, praise the Lamb of God, his visitation to the cities, and that he's going to judge each city, praise the Lamb of God, according to the way that works have been. Hallelujah. And then, therefore, you know, we'll see a greater visitation of the wrath of God and a lesser visitation on another city, praise God, because of the fact, praise the Lamb, that there sin has not grown. A lot of people do not understand the way God does things, but I remember in the book of Genesis when God was speaking to Abraham, people of God, and you need to hear this, when God was speaking to Abraham concerning the children of Israel, now watch this, there were no children of Israel yet. They were in his loins, but God was talking to him about his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and all of that, praise the Lamb of God, going into Egypt and being in bondage. And then the Lord told him, he said, surely I will bring them out of bondage with a strong hand, and I will bring them back to this place, praise the Lamb of God, the place of the promise that he gave Abraham. Watch this. He said, because the sin of the Canaanites is not yet full yet. That's what the Lord said. Their sin is not yet full so that I can make a complete end to them. Praise the Lamb of God. So he was allowing their sin to swell and grow to the place, praise the Lamb of God, that he could destroy them by his principles of judgment. Hallelujah. People of God, I tell you this, praise the Lamb of God, if there was a time that you should be interceding for the city that you live in, praise the Lamb of God, for your apartment complex, for your community and your neighborhood, hallelujah, you better look out the window and start praying now, praise the Lamb of God, because only the prayers of the righteous availeth much in the eyes of God during these times. Hallelujah. And as we seek mercy, as we seek God to have mercy and to show favor, praise the Lamb of God, on those that he would, hallelujah, you want to make sure that you're covered in this season, praise the Lamb of God. You want to make sure that you are covered in the blood of Yeshua in this season, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, man, I tell you, the promises of God is breaking forth also. Hallelujah. I don't know what's happening in other people's lives, but they don't want to talk about it. Praise the Lamb of God. But let me tell you something. I've noticed, praise the Lamb. I went to church one Sunday, praise God, and, you know, the numbers were so light, praise the Lamb of God, that I left the church. I didn't say nothing to the Lord. I just got in the car and left, blah, blah, and the Lord spoke this to me. He said, you will never see your congregation like this again. I almost pulled the car over. Praise the Lamb of God. I said, what you say, Lord? He said, you will see growth from this point on. My God, the saints have been coming in. There's a return flight of those who misinterpret and praise the Lamb of God, appropriated what I had went through in my personal life through divorce. Praise the Lamb of God, and they're coming back, and they're coming back apologizing to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Eyes are opening now. God is doing it and allowing them to see their wrong. praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's funny to me, praise the Lamb of God, that people will go through everything in life. They will go through Prophet Daryl, hallelujah, ups, downs, weaknesses, strength, sin, everything, and come to their pastor and unload on them and receive prayer and restoration and everything. But when it comes down to the man and woman of God, praise the Lamb of God, they will walk away from them on a rumor.
Mm.
On a rumor. No, nothing has to be proven, on a rumor. On he say, she say. And or off somebody saying, I believe it. I believe. I can't say he doing it or she doing it, but I believe it. People will walk away from you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But thank God that he is a God of restoration, that he is a God that will, praise the Lamb of God, move in a way to vindicate, hallelujah, and restore and bring you back to the place where you need to be. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, the Lord is just so good. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Those of you that listen to my voice, you know tonight that at the Truth Church, praise the Lamb of God, we have our fire on. Praise the Lamb of God on Tuesday. Our fire is on Tuesday, and we will be there tonight prophesying, laying hands, praise the Lamb of God, and teaching you about your spiritual gifts and then activating them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, as the Lord leads and directs. So all of you are welcome on Tuesday nights. Praise the Lamb of God to come to the Truth Church. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl has been there, and another part of the delegation of PSM from Chicago came and surprised us one night, and we thank and praise God. Visitors have been coming ever since, Prophet Daryl. Praise them. Since you came there, visitors have been coming, not just on Tuesday, but on Sunday too. Praise the Lamb of God. I've been visiting the church, and we thank and praise God for what he's doing in this season. Hallelujah. I'm going to look for you to come and share with us and be with us tonight there at the Truth Church. Bertha has been coming. Bertha, boy, what an evangelist she is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She has been really, really being used by God to help, praise the Lamb of God, facilitate the restoration and what have you. She's been doing a lot behind the scenes. Praise the Lamb of God. And people have been coming, visiting, saying, Bertha sent me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we praise God for Bertha Pruitt and the trust, praise the Lamb of God, and love that she has for me and the Truth Church and the PSM as a whole. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. If we as a people would seek the face of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Daryl, I think we would see so many, praise the Lamb of God, turnarounds and so many blessings, hallelujah, happening to us and for us until it would blow our mind. Praise the Lamb of God. I wanted to talk to you all today just a little bit, give you some pointers and what have you on this lesson the Lord gave me, praise the Lamb of God, out of, and those of you who have your Bibles, praise God, out of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, praise the Lamb of God, Hebrews 11, hallelujah, and I believe it's right there at the 6th verse, praise the Lamb of God, where we got this from. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, meaning God, praise the Lamb of God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I wanted to deal with you all about the diligent seekers, praise God, and how that, praise the Lamb of God, level of orchestration of our lives, praise the Lamb, as we seek the face of God, will bring about, praise the Lamb of God, desired results. Hallelujah. I hope you all heard me. Praise the Lamb of God. As we seek the face of God, it will bring about the desired results, praise the Lamb, that we need if we will be diligent in our seeking, praise God. One of the problems praise the Lamb, that people have, Prophet Darrell, and I know I can get some controversy about this, and if you want to, you can push one, and we can discuss it, praise the Lamb. It's the area of that's called faith, praise the Lamb of God, faith in God, hallelujah. Faith in God, praise God, is the foundational position that one takes through an experience with God. Watch this, Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God, that causes them to respond to God's word in obedience. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Faith is not going out, buying a car, and saying, I have faith that God is going to pay the note. That's belief. That's not faith that you go and buy a building and say, I'm going to start a church and I'm going to have faith that God is going to send the membership. That's belief. It's a great level of belief, praise the Lamb of God. And many times, God honors your belief, praise the Lamb of God, in that way. He honors it. Hallelujah. I've seen him honor men that did things like that. Hallelujah. But faith is, praise God, when we first mention principle, we see it. God speaks to Abraham and tell him to go to a land that I'll show you. His response, praise the Lamb of God, was obedience. That was considered as righteousness unto him, praise the Lamb of God. Again, we hear the word of God says, faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God, no matter what level of word that's on, the Logos written word or the Rhema word, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the prophetic word. It comes to us, praise the Lamb of God, however the word of the Lord come to us and we respond to it, praise the Lamb of God, we see the results of it being a positive action taken by the superimposed power of God on our behalf to make things happen. That's normally, praise the Lamb of God, when you respond to faith, by faith of Prophet Darrell, it normally has a reward connected to it. When you do what God tells you to do, praise the Lamb of God, there's normally a reward connected to it. We have a caller. Error code 613.
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada. It's John Sutton speaking to you. It's been a few months.
Hey, John, how are you doing today, John?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Wonderful.
I just thought I'd give you a call. I was floating around and caught your show. And I just wanted to say hi and God bless your ministry, you know, and what you're saying about faith. As a matter of fact, I'm doing a study on faith on Blog Talk Radio weeknights at 9, and if you'd like to tune in for that, you'd be most welcome to, and give us a call.
Praise God.
Yeah, so we're doing well, and what you said about faith, it is very important to have faith, and faith is what activates the Holy Spirit power that is in us. You know, without the faith, the power wouldn't work, right? So we need the faith in order to utilize the power. But, you know, another important thing is there are so many Christians out there today that don't even realize or they've been taught against using the power of the Holy Spirit that's been given to us as Christians.
Truly.
If you're a Christian today and you're not walking with the power and using the power in your life, in your walk with God, then it's like being a printer without the ink. It's totally useless. You must have the Holy Spirit power in you and utilize it in your everyday walk with God, because you can't do the mission that God wants you to do without the power. You need the power of the Holy Spirit to do that mission. Amen?
Amen. Amen, but that power that you're speaking of is a superimposed power that's given us through the Holy Spirit as we recognize, watch this now, as we recognize, praise the Lamb of God, the authority that he has given us through the gifts, the spiritual gifts. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's what I'm teaching on as related to faith and the prophetic. And these giftings, praise the Lamb of God, that he has endowed and given us, praise the Lamb, is tapped into by the resource of faith. Praise the Lamb of God. God spoke to me and told me that I am his prophet, praise the Lamb of God. And so me knowing that I have this gifting in me, praise God, I can sit there and let it be inside of me and be dormant all I want. Or I can respond in faith and operate, praise the Lamb of God, out of that that God has given me, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yeah. And what believers are being blinded to or not being revealed to them, praise the Lamb of God, is the gift that lies within them as an impartation that God has given them. Many of their gifts are not activated and not being utilized for the kingdom, praise the Lamb of God, and wherewith they can profit. So, praise the Lamb, faith plays in every aspect from the point of salvation on. So I agree with you 100%. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
But man, amen. Well, you know, that's so true. There's so many Christians out there right now that they're walking blind of the fact that they have access to the Holy Spirit power, and God wants us to utilize that power and use it in our everyday walk with God. Because remember, when we're walking with God and we continue our walk by the study of the Word on a continual basis, it's something that we never graduate totally from. We can get into a higher realm, and we continue to climb. And the only time that we're going to get to that spiritual awakening to the full is when we pass on from this life into the spiritual, and then our minds are enlightened and opened. But until that time, we're using our fleshly carnal minds, but we're using it with the Holy Spirit power. That is what's getting our enlightenment into the Word. And with that enlightened knowledge that we have, we're to use that knowledge and use the Holy Spirit power that we have within that knowledge to operate in the spiritual realm as we walk with God. That is the power that we have to operate in the supernatural, pulling in that supernatural power in our natural, making our natural supernatural. And that is speaking into existence things that are not there as though they were, and watching the Holy Spirit manifest it into our lives, and then we're living in that reality. Amen?
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Man of God, I thank you for being here with us today. Praise the Lord, as you know, we're discussing this, because faith is the first ingredient, praise the Lamb of God, that the believer needs to access God, to access heaven, to access the storehouse of God, to access the spiritual gifts that lies within it's impossible, as I just read in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, it's impossible to please God, to satisfy God, to acquire anything from God without, praise the Lamb of God, the principle of faith being set in motion. Praise the Lamb of God. We must have that faith in God, praise the Lamb of God, and operating in and out of his word and his will. A lot of people want to operate and get things from God outside of the will of God for their life, praise the Lamb of God. And because of that, they're not seeing what they want to see, praise God. They want things, praise the Lamb, but they have not tapped in to the realm of what God desires for them. So then we have to rely back on the word where it says, seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. Praise the Lamb of God. So the believer.
Yes, amen to that, because there are so many people out there who want the quick blessing or the quick fix. in their problems, but they're not willing to pay the price. And paying the price means studying the Word, getting to know God on an intimate basis. It's not a religion. There's no do's and don'ts, or there's no religiosity rules. It's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and God. It's walking in the spiritual realm with the enlightened knowledge that you have. And of course, the Holy Spirit power.
But the more we seek the revelation of His kingdom in us, the more we come to recognize our ambassadorship in the earth realm, and that everything that God gives us and allows us to participate in is given to us, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to reconcile the world unto God through Jesus Christ. When we start seeing ourselves that way and in that light, our prayer changes, praise the Lamb of God. We stop being worldly seekers and start being kingdom seekers. We stop seeking, praise the Lamb of God, what men say is to be blessed, and start seeking that spiritual, praise the Lamb of God, dimensions of God, in relationship with God, as you said, praise the Lamb of God, that takes us into a deeper realm of understanding and operation. Understanding without operation is like faith without works. Hallelujah. It's dead. So we must get understanding to operate, praise the Lamb of God, in the fullness of what Christ would have us to operate in as we are here in the earth realm in His stead, praise the Lamb of God. And until we maximize, hallelujah, watch this now, the God that's in us through the deposit of the Holy Spirit, by depositing the Word of God in us, praise the Lamb of God, through our prayer life, our relationship building with the Father by the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, we build this relationship with God the Father, hallelujah, whom we have access by the same Spirit. Now, praise the Lamb of God, once we have this access to God, we must develop relationship with God, praise the Lamb of God, just as, you know, you and I could develop relationship one with another, that it could grow to the point that I could access things from you. I could call you and say, hey, brother, you know, we're trying to do this over here. Praise the we're trying to raise $100,000. Can you help me? And you might respond with a positive yes because of our relationship. Praise the Lamb of God. But when there is no relationship that has been put into play, and that relationship hasn't been to the extent that I understand you, and you understand me. We know God understands us, but there's a lot of us who don't understand God, and no matter how He try to tell us, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Well, He didn't say you couldn't tap into it. He didn't say you couldn't build a relationship with me, praise the Lamb of God, that your ways will become my ways.
Hallelujah. Amen to that. Yes, brother, you're so right.
Because you have taken on the mind of Jesus Christ. Let the same mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Hallelujah. To the Lamb
Praise
of God.
Praise God, yes. And that is a total mindset, changing your fleshly desires into godly desires, into the spiritual realm, and living in that spiritual realm with the new mindset focused on Jesus Christ and His ways. We're to be the mirror image of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're working towards. We're striving for that mirror image of Christ in us. Now, that's total revelation from God that you've spoken, and that is the enlightenment that I was speaking of, the Holy Spirit talking to you, being able to verbalize that enlightenment of God, and preaching out the message so that others like-minded as well as maybe non-believers will be able to hear that and comprehend it and bring them closer into Christ. So, brother, I just want to thank you so much for your ministry, and just keep doing what you're doing, Lord. The Lord is pleased, and I know that you're bringing many into the fold, and I just pray for you, brother. And
Hallelujah. Likewise, we pray for you. I'm going to try to tap in to you one night. Praise the Lamb of God, to see what you got going there.
All right. Yeah, we're doing it now, 9 p.m. till 9:30 every weeknight. And some weekends we do have a two-hour special with a special guest. And actually this Friday we're going to have a special guest on as well. But through the evenings from 9 until 9:30 this week and possibly next week, we'll be talking on faith. So join us. And join us in the chat room as well as on the phone line. John Christopher Sutton is the name.
Hey, bless you, John. Be blessed, man of God.
Okay, you too, brother. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.
God bless you. Godspeed. Yeah, people of God, so praise the Lamb of God. That was very enlightening. I'm glad he came on because he opened up some other dimensions there, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want to also, praise the Lamb of God, share with you in that same chapter in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and this praise the Lamb of God, 6th verse, praise God, it also says these words, and we must hang on to the word of God. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please God. We dealt with that. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Now, Prophet Darrell, that's deeper than what meets the eye right there. Praise the Lamb of God. How do we believe that he is, Prophet Darrell? How do we believe that he is? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, when we start talking about, you know, God, praise the Lamb of God, I was dealing with these two young men, Pastor Murphy, young Pastor Murphy, and one of his cohorts who rode with me back from Louisville, Kentucky. I was sharing with them in the car, praise the Lamb of God, about the general revelation and the special revelation of God. You may know God, praise the Lamb of God, and believe that he is because of all that you see in the world, praise the Lamb of God, in the physical world, in the physical creation. And you may believe because of the complexity of the human anatomy and all of the intricacies of the human mind and nervous system and how we are so computerized, praise the Lamb of God, and operate by a spirit, praise the Lamb of God, that lives within us that is invisible. You may come to a place of believing, praise the Lamb of God, that God is without having a relationship with God. That's general revelation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That you're able to look at you know, the ocean and the world and this. That's a general revelation. There's nothing special about that. Praise the Lamb of God. Even though some people can't even come to a place of general revelation because they're so turned into themselves that they have not yet asked themselves from whence we came. Praise the Lamb of God. How did all of this get here? Who was the Uno? Who is the Alpha? What is the Alpha? Praise the Lamb of God that causes you to research and come up with something that will settle inside of you. That does not necessarily make you, praise the Lamb of God, receive the revelation that the God that we serve is God. You may acknowledge a creator without knowing that creator. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. You can acknowledge a creator without knowing that creator, without knowing who he is, praise the Lamb of God, and the relationship that he desires or wants with you. But that does put you on a road, praise the Lamb of God, to being, hallelujah, able to be intercepted by, praise the Lamb of God, the will of God in your life to cause you to come into a different level of relationship or special revelation. Of course, we see special revelation throughout the entire scriptures. We see it, praise the Lamb of God, with Adam, special revelation. God reveals himself to Adam. We see it, praise the Lamb of God, in Seth. We see it in Noah. We see it, praise the Lamb of God, in Noah. We see it in Abraham. We see it in Isaac. We see it in Jacob. We see it in Joseph, and so on and so forth. We see these special revelations, these special disclosures, this special time, praise the Lamb of God, that God spends revealing himself to men, praise the Lamb of God, so that they will seek his face, so that they would come to him, so that they would chase hard after him, praise the Lamb of God, and grow in his knowledge, grow in his wisdom, and grow in understanding who he is, praise the Lamb of God. Now, praise the Lamb, once you come to the place of watch this now, I'm going to give you some stuff here that's going to be a blessing to your life. Once you come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of knowing, praise the Lamb of God, he is, hallelujah, you stop doing silly things, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. You want to say something, Prophet Darrell?
I was just agreeing with you saying, Apostle.
Okay, Prophet Darrell, you know, when Abraham, praise the Lamb of God, is journeying to the promised land, a famine broke out. Without acknowledging God, without saying, Lord, what shall I do, or seeking supernatural provision or anything, he turns and go down to Egypt, which almost resulted in him losing his wife to Pharaoh and him losing his life. Stupid something, praise the Lamb of God. The monotheistic God has revealed himself to you, praise the Lamb of God, has appeared to you, has given you directions, you're following his directions, but you don't know him well enough to know that he can provide in a famine. So you seek succor and you seek, praise the Lamb of God, provision, praise the Lamb of God, from a people that he really didn't want you to go to. And then when you leave there, you leave there with something he didn't want you to have. And that was Hagar, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who becomes a thorn in the flesh of Israel to this day. Praise God, hallelujah. The Ishmaelites, they become a thorn in the flesh of Israel to this day, who are the promised people of God over in the Middle East. Praise God. Our obedience to God hinges greatly upon how we know him. Praise the Lamb. The way he has revealed himself to us. Hallelujah. The way we have sought for the revelation for him to reveal himself to us. Praise the Lamb. A lot of us can't receive the revelation that another receives concerning God. A lot of us have not passed base one yet, praise the Lamb, of just seeing him as God and Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Some of us don't know God as El Shaddai, the Almighty One, praise the Lamb of God. Some of us don't know God as Jehovah Elion, which is my Lord and my Master, because he's not your Lord and your Master, because you don't obey him on that level. Hello, somebody. Right. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of us don't know God in the different ways that he revealed in Scripture. Praise the Lamb. We have not taken the time, we have not sought his face, and we have not sought him for the revelation. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I've shared right here on the show. I went to the sanctuary last year, I believe it was, praise the Lamb of God, with a group from PSM, hallelujah, PSMI, and we went to the sanctuary there in Whitewater, Wisconsin. And when we emerged forth, all of us had received God in a way we never knew him, including me. Praise the Lamb of God, including me, that God had revealed himself to me in a brand new way. And I was more outdone than anybody, that God spoke to me in that place and said, now I want to reveal myself to you as this, because I haven't in the past. It blew me away, Prophet Darrell. Do you know why? Because I thought I knew God.
Jesus.
I thought I knew God. And you know what it also said to me? That even though he's revealing himself to me in this way, there's still ways about him I don't know.
Mm.
Hallelujah. As much biblical knowledge as I have, as much as I read and study, and as much as I pray, there's still more of God to get. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we are in a eternal pursuit in the earth realm of this revelation, of this knowledge. Praise the Lamb of God. So we can come to a place to understand him. We must first of all believe that he is. Praise the Lamb of God. When you believe that he is, and when that word believe there, praise the Lamb of God, I would like to paraphrase it, if you don't mind, Prophet Darrell, and say, we must first of all know that he is. Praise the Lamb of God. We must know that he is. Hallelujah. That he is the El Shaddai. That he is the great I am. We must know it. Praise the Lamb of God. But we must know it relational. We must know it because we have received the adoption of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Engrafted into the vine. We must know it because we've been filled with his spirit. We must know it because of our daily experiences with him. We must know it because he's been tried, tested, and proven in our lives over and over and over again. Praise the Lamb of God. We must know that he is God. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Then, hallelujah, we can accept the fact that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy,
you know,
oh boy. Go ahead,
you know,
man.
As we've been up here talking about faith, I think about, my mind goes back to Peter. When Peter was on that ship and he looked out there and he saw Jesus standing on the bank of the river, he said, Master, if that be you, beg me to come. And when Peter began to step out on the water, my mind, it took me to where when Jesus told him to come, he didn't step out on the water, but he stepped out on the word. In other
Talk
words,
to
he,
me
had
now.
Faith, he had faith in the words that Jesus had spoken to him. And see, if we would just allow the word to work in us and work through us, then our faith would be activated.
Yes.
I take you back to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the first verse. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, we are able to believe in what we see, but can we believe in the things that we don't see?
My God, we're
one.
Able to believe in the things we see, but we're not able to believe in the things we don't see. You tapped into something. That's why a lot of people can't believe that God is, because they can't see him.
Mm.
Praise God. Because they can't see him with their natural eye. If God would appear to everybody, praise the Lamb of God, and have a conversation with them, they would be able to believe. But you know what Jesus told Thomas up in the upper room? You believe because you see me.
Ooh.
Blessed are those. Hallelujah.
Who never
see. And yet they shall believe on my name. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, you also talked about the word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The word of faith. Praise the Lamb. See, a lot of people have not even conceived the fact, praise the Lamb of God, that in the pre-existing state of Jesus Christ, he was the very Word of God.
Ooh.
He was the Word of God that came forth. He is the bread that came down from heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. He is the Word of God. Praise the Lamb. And because he is the Word of God, and a lot of people ain't going to understand this, even with me saying it, he is, in fact, the spirit of prophecy. Because he is the word of God that comes out of the mouth of God. He came forth from the Father, out of the Father. Jesus tells us that himself. Praise the Lamb of God in the Gospels. But because we cannot believe the word of God as being the word of God, that we apply it to live by it in our daily actions, in our daily walk, in our daily conversation, and how we treat one another, then the word of God does not work with us in a reciprocative manner. Praise the Lamb of God. It will not work for us in a reciprocative manner. Praise the Lamb. It's almost as if it is computerized, praise the Lamb of God, with a trajectory that has to be followed, praise the Lamb of God, so that we desire and that God will have for us will emerge. That's why we keep having to go through some of the same, praise the Lamb of God, processes over and over again. A different face on it, but the same process. The process of faith. The process of learning God. The process of being dependent upon Him. Praise the Lamb of God. The process of understanding His great love for us to the extent that it removes worry, that it removes anxiety, that it removes from us, praise the Lamb of God, a feeling of not being loved, of not having anybody to love us or care about us or anything of this nature. People move in those frames because they don't know that He is, and they don't know what He is to them. Praise the Lamb of God. We got lines that's hot here, our prophet there. Let me open up a line here. Error code 818. Error code 818-322. Hello?
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 Hey, Father.
Is this Cammy?
Yeah, how
you
doing?
Daughter?
I'm doing great.
How they calling you down there in Dolly Alley?
I'm sorry?
How they treating you down there in the heat, down in California?
It's going okay. I'm, you know, just continuing to stay in the Word. Listening in as I do every day and just saying thank you. And, you know, I'm going to send you something in an email about what we talked about. Remember,
okay.
You told me about my second line as far as my business and dream and going forth with that. And feeling good about it. Just want to make sure that I'm partnering, you know, with the right person. And, you know, God is good. And I know He'll show me that because the dream I was telling you, I came back. I had at that one time I told you I kept having these constant dreams about, you know, like sharks and alligators and snakes and all that. And they had stopped. Ever since I had joined that ministry, they stopped. But I had another one appear out of nowhere the other night. And I, you know, just been praying because of me making a lot of moves and a lot of things I'm doing, I just, you know, I told you before, I felt I did things based on emotion and not by, you know, what God said or the direction of the Lord. So I'm trying to do things different this time and just make sure I'm not going based on what I think is right, but what I know God has directed me to do. So I'm just staying prayed over that. And as far as my business and everything being released, and I feel that things are going to pick up, and it is picking up. So thank you for that, and just, again, that I make good decisions, because I think that's going to be the difference between now. I've always been, you know, successful, and I work hard, so I can be. But I think that for me to go to that next level, I have to, you know, take better directions and also be cautious, because I was on another ministry listening to yesterday, you're not on Mondays, and the lady came on and asked, she said, is there anything, you know, she always asks just like you, is there anything that you want to say after they give the word? But that's not what I heard. What I heard her say is, Cammy, you need to be careful. But when I asked, I said, what did you say? She said, I asked, is there anything you want to say? But that's not what I heard her say. So I know that God is dealing with me and showing me, but I just, you know, want to make sure I continue to stay prayed up and that I listen more, you know, because I think He always going to tell us, you know, what we need to know. But I need to, like, open my ears and listen more.
My God. I'm all right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, you said a mouthful here, even as it relates with Prophet Darrell and I are ministering out of the word today because, praise Him, your developmental strategies has to be lodged in directions from God. Our directives need to be taken from the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. Some of us lose patience with God when God tells us to do something.
Amen.
When God, when we merge into a program and God says, all right, do this, and we start doing it, then we want to take over it instead of consulting God step by step of major decisions that must be made. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when we incubate in God and in His Spirit, what God is doing to us is He is increasing your faith, which increases, watch this, Prophet Darrell, which increases your hearing ability. Praise the Lamb of God. Our ears can't get big in God to hear God clear, praise the Lamb of God, without first God exercising our faith. Praise God. And many times what God does is He lets you do some stuff wrong and then say, now I spoke to you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what He's saying to you. I spoke to you, but now you want to go on ahead and do it without me. Praise the Lamb of God. So He causes us to seek Him, take directions from Him, until we become comfortable in being led by the Father. Praise the Lamb of God. There are some of us, Prophet Darrell, I'm going to say this, somebody ain't going to like it. You can get off the show. I don't care. Some of you too grown for God. Are so grown, such an adult, until you're too grown for God. You don't understand that He wants to father you. You don't understand that He wants to nurture you, that He wants to develop you at your age, that you must become as the child again and allow Him to lead you and guide you, hallelujah, and make selections for you in this life. Let Him choose your husband. Let Him choose your wife. Let Him choose, praise the Lamb of God, your assignment in life. We just run out and grab stuff, and then we bring it back and say, oh, Daddy, bless this. And He be sitting there saying, but that's not my will for your life. Who told you to do that? Who told you to get a hold to that? Hallelujah. The story of the little boy who went out and said, I'm going to pick some flowers for my mother. He came back with poison ivory. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. He had to went over to his daddy and said, Daddy, I want to pick some flowers for my mother. His father could have gave him directions and said, don't mess with that. That's poisonous. Come over here and pick some of these for your mother. And your mother liked those and what have you. And he would have pleased his mother. His mother was horrified when he walked up with poison ivory. She was horrified, scared for him and scared for our own life. Praise the Lamb of God. Because we don't follow the directives of God. Why? Because our faith is not being exercised. Why? Because we're not diligent seekers. We're not seeking Him, praise the Lamb of God, diligently, knowing that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. It's right there in the Word. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Seek your face, O God. Early will I seek Thee, David said. Early in the morning will I seek Thee. Praise the Lamb of God. Then Psalms and David comes and say, this is the generation that will seek Thy face, O Lord. We must become seekers of God, of God's will, of God's way, of God's word, in situations and circumstances in our lives. Praise the Lamb of God, and the Lord will lead you through. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you seek God, He will reveal to you the things you need to know, the things you need to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And the devil can't do nothing but shake his head and say, that's God's child. Praise the Lamb of God. I can't do nothing with her. Know why he can't do nothing with you? Because you're listening to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. When you listen to God, the devil can't do nothing with you. All you have to do is stay in your place, hallelujah, of being in the face of God on a daily basis. Some of you were known earlier. I'm going to give you this word again before we go to the next caller. Praise the Lamb of God. This is what the Lord said. He said this Sunday. It was a clear word he gave me for my congregation. Those of you who would give me 1 hour out of your day, seek my face, pray, read my word, I will give you your desire.
Amen.
That's what he said on a heavy, weighty anointing right there at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm encouraging you all in that way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hang on, stay with us, Cammie. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I think this is my friend again. Erico 601.
Hello?
Hello? Erico 601, who's calling?
Verlanda Bill.
Verlanda Bill, where are you calling from?
Jackson, Mississippi. I have a friend, a church member living in Michigan, and she gave me your phone number, and I was just asking for prayer today.
What's your friend name, girl?
Tamika Gordon.
Oh, yeah, Tamika. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. She gave you this number, told you to seek prayer.
Uh-huh.
What area of prayer are we seeking?
Oh, I don't know. It's so many areas. Right now I have a problem just being consistent. You know, like you were talking about seeking God on a daily basis. Sometimes I let my situation just get me so barred down so I just don't stay focused like I need to stay focused. And it's like I just be all balled up sometimes. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Prophet Darrell, I'll let you pray for it, minister to it if you would.
I'm going to pray. I just want to give her this scripture. It's Romans the 12th chapter, starting at verse 2. It says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
My
that
God.
You do what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God for your life. For your life. And the Lord, that you begin to seek him on a daily basis. You know, sometimes, see, the enemy comes to attack your prayer life. And see, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, you come from a praying family. Your mother was a prayer warrior here. And the enemy comes to attack your prayer life all because he want to cut off your communication with God. But God said, the more that you begin to talk to him on a regular day basis, hallelujah, he's going to allow your blessings to overtake you in this season. And he wants you to stand still. He wants you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
But I want to pray with you all because, see, the Lord told me to pray that a miracle hit your household here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. God, we come to tell you thank you right now, oh God. We thank you for keeping your daughter, my sister, oh God. We thank you for her life, oh God. We thank you for her calling in, oh God. We thank you for her wanting to have a closer walk with you, oh God. And God, we just ask you to let her prayer wheel turn on this week, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask you to bless her household, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy that tries to come to hinder her prayer life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of stagnation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the slothfulness spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we just ask you, oh God, to manifest yourself in our life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give her a hunger and a thirst for you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, God, put your word on her lips, oh God. Put it down in her
name. In
the name of
Jesus.
And God, when she begins to come before your presence, oh God, allow your glory to be revealed unto her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, when she go out, oh God, let the people see you, oh God, in her, oh God. Lord God, make her an effective witness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask you to touch her body right now. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to heal now. In the name
now,
of Jesus.
God.
Thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen, amen, amen. What an awesome God we serve. All right, baby. You be blessed and,
right,
and tune in with us. We here 4 days a week, Tuesday through Friday, okay?
Okay, thanks. Right.
Bless you now.
Okay.
Down in Mississippi. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Praise the Lamb of God. Eric Cole, 321. Your mic is hot.
God bless you, Prophet Shakespeare. How are you?
We are blessed of the Lord. Who's calling?
This is Anthony from Georgia.
Anthony, you calling from Mississippi too down there, or you and I, you in Georgia?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, man of God.
What's going on with you, man?
Nothing much, man of God. I said let me call in. It's been a minute since I talked to the man of God, and just to hear the men and women of God, amen, on the prayer line, and I mean on the Blog Talk Radio going forward. I tell you, I just love the unity of the brethren, man of God.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, that's box of blessing on us right there when we can be unified, you know. A lot of people can't come together like this and share in God, praise the Lamb of God, and do that God would have us to do. But I thank God for spiritual-minded people, praise the Lamb of God, that allow the Spirit of God, hallelujah, to speak to their hidden mind, praise the Lamb. The young man called on earlier, and he started talking about we have to let God use our carnal mind. I didn't want to disagree with him, praise the Lamb of God. But we're supposed to have spiritual minds.
Yes.
Our spirit mind and spirit man is supposed to rule our flesh man. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we're supposed to do things through being spiritually minded. That is a mind that acknowledges the Word of God in its totality, the incarnate Word. Praise the Lamb of God. The Logos word and, praise the Lamb of God, the Rhema word, the prophetic word. A mind, praise the Lamb of God, that acknowledges these dimensions of the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, will do all things out of the Word. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. This also will give us power over our flesh, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And our fleshly desires, because we know that, praise the Lamb of God, the fleshly man wars against the spirit man.
All right, now.
That's the word of God. I didn't make that up, did I? The flesh man wars against the spirit man, praise the Lamb of God. He wants to conquer you, but in your flesh is death. In your flesh is death, praise the Lamb of God. But those of us who are ruled by the Spirit, that are led by the Spirit of God, that are spiritual minded because of the various dimensions of the Word of God, we operate differently. We do things differently. We handle things differently, praise the Lamb of God. What somebody else can't go to bed about, we sleep through the night. Hallelujah. What somebody's finna jump off the roof about, we just cast our cares on him because we know he cares for us and that he loves us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We know that there is a way out even when it don't look like there's no way out. When there's no doors, when there's no windows, hallelujah, when there's no locks and we boxed in, we know that we know a way maker. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When your spiritual mind is so, man of God, I commend you, praise the Lamb of God, in your walk with God, and even in acknowledging that about us. But praise the Lamb, a lot of people say they're spiritual minded, but then when they get around prophetic people, they don't like us.
All right.
Because we always bringing up God.
Come on.
We always bring up what the Lord will have us to do. We're always bringing up. That's against the word. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not going to do that. Hallelujah. I don't think you should do that. So they don't want to be around us, praise the Lamb of God, until they backed up against the wall. Then here they come. busting out the woodwork, seeking you, praise the Lamb of God, for direction, for guidance that they could have been getting themselves if they just would press into that place. Hallelujah. There's a place in God, all of his children, an effectual open door in the heavens for us to go in and out of the presence of the Father. You know you my brother in the Lord, right?
Yes, man of God.
I want to tell you this. You my brother in the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. You my brother in the Lord, but I'm going to tell you this right this minute. If you had a relationship with God that you could hear God and I couldn't, I would be jealous of you. I would envy your relationship with the Father.
All right.
And I would do everything in my power to try to get where you are.
Come on here.
Hallelujah. I would do everything in my power. If I had to push my plate away, if I had to read the Bible backwards and forward and speak in tongues while I'm reading it, to get to the place. If I had to sleep on an altar, spend the night at church, hallelujah, I would press my way until my ear opened to my Father. He wants to speak to all of his children. In the last day, I pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't prophesy without hearing.
All right, now.
Come on, Father. No light bulbs. You must be able to hear God. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. So what God has poured out is available. It's just that a lot of people just wanted to work because he said it. And we don't want to do our part to nurture it. Praise God. It's like somebody go get a new car and they never wash it and clean it. They never change the oil or nothing. Then it break down. Then they start hollering, that car is no good. The salesman sold me a bad car. And you ain't never had your oil and nothing change. That's because you didn't maintenance the car.
All right.
Our spiritual need maintenancing. Our relationship with God needs maintenancing. Just as your relationship with your wife or your husband, it needs maintenancing. Do pretty soon Jody coming through the back door.
All right.
And Samantha coming on the job. Because somebody has failed in the maintenancing of the relationship. Hello, somebody. Knock, knock, knock. The door wide open. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale laughing at me. He know I'm telling the truth, though. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He know I'm telling the truth. Just don't maintenance that relationship. And let Jody walk up with them flowers, and you ain't gave your wife no flowers in 2 years.
Woo! Come on, Apostle.
All right.
Let them telling how pretty she is and how he adore her eyes. And you sitting up looking out the window when she walk in the room, look at her and look away. Don't never see beauty. As much as she dress up, as much as she get her hair fixed, much as she get her nails done, changing perfumes, trying to get your attention, and you never see it. And every time she come out the door, man, you change your perfume today. Wow, that smells beautiful on you. Keep letting them do it. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Let a woman, you keep dogging your man out and telling him he ain't this, he ain't this, he ain't that, and there's a woman on the job saying, I like you because you're a real man.
Come on, Apostle.
Just go on and don't make this your relationship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lamb. I know somebody hollering. Praise. I'm glad all y'all mics ain't open. Lord Jesus.
Come on here. Talk to me.
Man, you know, I tell them the truth on this show. This is the
come
truth
on
show
here.
Hallelujah.
Wrong,
so that is a maintenancing of our relationship with God as diligent seekers. It ain't that you just going in there and praying and hollering and praying and hollering. You worshiping, you are adoring God. You finding ways to sing to God, new songs. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Hallelujah. Sometimes you ought to have a new song for your wife. Every time you come in there, you're singing the same old rambling rose. You need to have a new song sometime.
Come on here.
Some should spark some interest that you hear a song that say, that reminds me of my wife. Baby, this reminds me of you, and you play it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just talking to my attorney last night, sitting there in his office, and he pulled up his telephone, his iPhone, and he played a song to me. I said, man, that's beautiful. He said, I'm learning that on my guitar. I've been practicing all year, my wedding anniversary coming up, and all the grandchildren and stuff are coming over to the house, and I'm going to sing that to my wife. And it had something to do about look at us after all these years. Look at how God has blessed us after all these years. Look at our children and our grandchildren after all these years. Look at our smile at one another, the way we smile. It was something like that. It was a beautiful song, praise the Lamb of God, maintenancing your relationship. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife, he got a son, got to be close to 40 years old, if not 40. So therefore, he'd been married to that woman all them years. Still maintenance in the relationship. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My girl on here, Bertha!
Hey, Prophet, how are you today? Prophet Dale, Pastor Anthony, how are you?
Bless
you, Pastor Bertha.
What you talking about, Bertha?
I was going to say something about faith, but you got on love. And it just brought me back to what my pastor had told us previously, but she was teaching on love and how to walk in love, that as we go from faith to faith and glory to glory, our love is supposed to grow. We're never supposed to be on the same level of love. We're
totally
supposed to grow in love, and it's supposed to be stretched to the point that we go from loving to being in love. And when you're in love, that is a totally different, deeper level of love when you can say, I am in love. And with faith, she said that our faith, as it goes from level to level, it should be stretched like a rubber band. When you stretch a rubber band, if you ever take notice, it never goes back to its original form. And that's
wow.
How we should stretch our faith. It should be stretched like a rubber band. And that's how our mindset should be. Because she says a God idea, once it is stretched, can never go back to its original form. It's just going to keep growing.
My God in heaven. My God in heaven. Now, you know, praise the Lamb of God, our faith relationship with God, I mean, after God then saved you and delivered you, I don't know if people really understand. Pray, he didn't deliver you from one thing. People, you know, we can tag some stuff. I used to be in the street, or I used to do drugs, or this, that, and another. That's minor to what he really delivered you from.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one issue. He delivered you from yourself, number one, because you was on a path of self-destruction. Number
mm-hmm.
two, he delivered you from Satan, from
that's
all eternal.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. I just read a sign that said, praise the Lamb of God, and I laughed at it when I read it that said, what is it, drop something and roll, jump, drop, and roll something. It said, don't work in hell. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So this is what I'm saying. He has delivered us from the clutches of Satan. He has freed
that's
us
right.
from that. And then he has removed the enmity that separated you from God, that
amen.
You could not get into the presence of God. He has removed that. He has rented the veil for us that we can come into the presence. Why can't we love him? Why can't we fall in love with him? It should
amen.
Be easy for a man or a woman to fall in love with Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah. For all the things that he has done for us, that he has imparted to us. Praise the Lamb. Boy, oh boy, what a powerful, powerful show. So faith, love, All of that works together. Faith, hope, and love. Faith,
that's
hope,
right.
and love. While I was in Louisville, mm-hmm. I met a woman whose daughter's name is Faith, Hope, and Love. Praise the Lamb of God who asked me to pray for them. Hallelujah. I met this woman down there. Praise the Lamb of God. One of her daughters is in acting and what have you. I think her name is Hope. She was there with her mother. But she said, you know, my daughter Love is the one going through because she has to be what her name says, and that is love everybody. And she's struggling with that love. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What an awesome, what a mighty God we serve today. People of God, let me say this to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. In concluding, first of all, you don't want to miss November 6th, 7th, and 8th in the beautiful city of Chicago. Go to our website at smintl.org, and the information is there concerning the gathering, or you can get it on our event page, Praise the Lamb of God, of Prophet Shakespeare Ministries on Facebook is there also. And you can register and tap into getting a room, Praise the Lamb of God, and this, that, and another. Now, praise them. Then the flip side of that coin is those of you that's in the Kentucky area, we will be in Bowling Green this Friday night, Praise the Lamb of God, praying, preaching, and prophesying this Friday night in Bowling Green, Kentucky, Praise the Lamb of God, with classes on Saturday morning in a prayer revival. You definitely are invited to come to that at 220 Center Street at the Trinity Full Gospel Baptist Church, Praise the Lamb of God, under the pastorage of Overseer Beeson and his lovely wife and family. Praise the Lamb of God. We invite you to that. Then tonight at the Truth Church there in Dearborn, praise the Lord, you are all invited to come and share, hallelujah, for our Tuesday, Our Power. You can come and share with us, Praise the Lamb of God, 5 blocks west of Telegraph Road on Ford Road in Dearborn. 5 blocks west of Telegraph Road on Ford Road in Dearborn, Praise the Lamb of God, right there in Harvest, at Harvest Worship Center, praise on the corner of Silvery Lane and Ford Road. Praise the Lamb. You can come be with us at 7 o'clock. We're pressing on the door to get out at by 8:30 so you can go home in daylight saving time. Come join us tonight. Praise the Lamb. I want to see you. I want to meet you. I want to touch you. I want to activate something in you. Praise the Lamb of God. As we continuously teach on the prophetic gifts and activate them and cause them to work in your life with understanding. You are welcome to be a part of that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some people just talk and then some people perform. Praise the Lamb of God. I like the performers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I enjoy doing what God called me to do. Prophet Dale Sanders, thank you for being here, man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Anthony, for calling in. Kimmy, praise the Albertine. Praise the Lord, Bertha, for being here. All of you guys that have called in to make the show what it has been today. Awesome show. Great teaching. Praise the Lamb of God. And somebody needs to pass it on. I love you. Bless you. I have faith in the God in you. Hallelujah. That God, hallelujah, is making your future brand new. Talk to you guys.
Road away.